Okay, so Lekavod, Pesach. This is the last year we're going to have before Pesach. So I wanted to discuss one inyan and connect. It connects a little bit to. Oh man, I left it at home. I had it with me the whole day, and I left it at home. Connects a little bit to the concept of Nefesh HaChaim and other things that we've discussed, and it's from the Beis Medrash of the Gra. And it's from the Haggadah of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Okay? Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver was one of the Talmidim of the Gra, Talmidim of Rabbi Chaim, from the same Beis Medrash of Chaim Volozhiner. And he has a major Chiddush, and the Chiddush is like this. He says, in the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Va'era, that's when the whole parasha starts. Va'era, Lav, Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov, B'Kel Shakai. There was going to be a revelation now of something that was never revealed to the Avos. What is that? So Zok to Pritzak Isaac Chaver, because Baruch Hu created the world in two ways. One way is he created the world that everything will run according to Teva. Everything will stay according to Teva. People will be subject to the rules of Teva more or less. And the specific Hashgacha Pratis of each person is going to be minimized because there's going to be subject to the rules of Teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs Teva, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to use the rules of Teva to run the world. That's one way of running the world. And that was the way that Hashem ran the world up to the Avos, and that's why there was no clear miracles during the days of the Avos. For sure, not miracles that the Torah recorded. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, buddy, that's all over now. That was the way I appeared to the Avos. But to you, I'm going to reveal myself very differently. I'm going to reveal myself with Hashem Hashem. Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei, that's going to be a Hanhaga of Lamala Min HaTeva. What's the Hanhaga of Lamala Min HaTeva? The Hanhaga of Lamala Min HaTeva is that depending on your behavior, depending on your actions, depending on the way you behave, that's how the Hanhaga will be. So the Hanhaga will be depending on you. In other words, you control nature, not nature controls you. You can control it, and therefore you could reach a point where Lamala Min HaTeva, if there's a conflict between the way you behave and Teva, you'll win. Teva is in your control. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael and he takes them Lamala Min HaTeva and he says, your Hanhaga with me is not going to be subject to Teva at all. Your Hanhaga with me is going to be Lamala Min HaTeva. And that was the new Hanhaga that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mechadish in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was Hashem is bringing us into his Rishus and saying, now you're with me. I'm going to show you, you're not going to be meshubed to the rules of nature anymore. Now you follow me. And you're in my rishus. And now we can, and that's why Klal Yisrael could be zoicha to things, to nisim and everything, because they're on top of Teva. He says, that's what it means. Yad Chazak of Zerah Netuya says, he says that Zerah Netuya means the outstretched hand, that's within Teva. But Yad Chazaka means the Chozek, the Gvura, to overcome Teva. So the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim went even Lamala Min HaTeva. He explains a lot of things with this concept. One of the things he explains is like this. This concept really is not a new concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really created this whole entire Oifen of Hanhaga. He created this Oifen of Hanhaga in Maisa Bracious, Hashem made that there's going to be two ways that people can run the world, can be led. One's within Teva, one's out of Teva. And he says, this is what it means. This is the symbolism of the Mate of Moshe Rabbeinu. You ever wondered, what's the significance of that? Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, take a Mate. Moshe Rabbeinu, take a Mate. Take a stick. Why is that important? And not only that, Chazal said that stick was created after the Shisha B'Yimei Bracious, Bein Hashmashes. Right, but between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. So what's going on? What are Chazal telling us? So he says, amazing. He says, the pshat is that the mata means that now you're taking control over nature. The mata is the way to show that we're not subject to nature for care. We control the nature. We control the what's going to be. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Oh, there's some water over here. Yeah, with my hanhaga, I could turn it to dam. I could go against nature." So the mata is against teva. When is that created? That was created after the shishur yimei bereishis, after this full 6 days of teva. There's a little part there before we get to the next world. There's another oifen of lamala min teva. There's an oifen that Klaiso can reach lamala min teva. That's bein hashmashis. It's still within the shishur yimei bereishis. It's a type of anhaga, but it's no shaychis to the shishur yimei bereishis. It's no shaychis to teva. It's lamala min teva. It's the bridge into Shabbos. It's the bridge into Olam Haba. It's still part of this world. So therefore, that's why that hanhaga was created on the 6 days. And that's why the hanhaga was created on Shish Mibrashis Ben Ashmashis, and that's the symbolism of the Mata of Moshe. Okay, so that's the way he's Masber, this Indian beautiful Mahalach, very similar in the Maral as well.
Okay,
yeah, he says a few other Nikudas based on this concept. One of them is as follows. He brings there's a vert from the Shalah also. Okay, the Shalah says that that is the significance of shechting the Korban Pesach. What's the inyan? Excuse me, of the Korban Pesach, you shecht a sheep. What's a sheep? It's the mazel of the month of Nisan. It's the mazel of the month of Nisan is Tle. And that was the god of the Egyptians. What does it mean, the god of the Egyptians? It means the Egyptians are saying is that we control nature. In other words, we can utilize and manipulate nature's rules to work for our benefit. And that's what it means that their god is Tele, okay, is the Teva. The Teva, Nisan is the perfect month, right? It's exactly the same. It's when Teva is working well, perfectly. It's not long days and long nights. It's exactly equal. It's when things start blooming. It's everything's good. So we're going to manipulate nature. What do we go ahead? We go take the sheep, take the mazel, which represents Olam Hazeh and nature and the koichos of this Bria. What do? We shecht the sheep. We're going ahead and shechting the tleh and saying, no, we don't care about that mazel stuff. We don't care what the rules of nature are. We're going to shecht the nature. We're going to get rid of and destroy the nature completely. We keep it to, and what do we do with it? We roast it as one piece to show the achdus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything's totally in Hashem. And we know that when we don't put our trust in Koach of Teva, we don't put our trust in nature, we put our trust in Ribono Shel Olam, and we shecht the Teva, and that's why we shecht the Tleh. And Zak the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why the Hakdama to Pesach was a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Why? Because if you're subject to nature, so then when the month comes, the month comes. When the day comes, the day comes. But Adrabah, what are we saying? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. You control when it's a new month. You control the calendar. You control the schedule. It's not that the month controls you. You control the month. You control the ability of that moon to make yourself a new. It's not nature. It's not Teva has the final say. The sunrise and the sunset doesn't have the final say. What has the final say is the Beis Din coming and saying Mekudesh, 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 right? So that HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is saying that the final say and the final determination of the koach of the stars, the koach of the moon, the koach of the nature, that's telling us. We have the ability to control it. We have the ability to say, when is it going to be a new month? When is the schedule going to go like this? When is it going to go like that? That's the whole inyan of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem as the hakdama to Yetzias Mitzrayim. When did this culminate? When is a person, right? Fine. So that's basically a very, very big kitzer, the entire concept in a nutshell of Yetzias Mitzrayim according to this Haggadah of the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Now the question is, so when are you zoicha to this? What do you have to do to be zoicha to this hanhaga? Hashem should treat you that you're not going to be subject to those rules of nature. You're not going to just go with the flow. Hashem is going to take special care of you, and all of a sudden the rules of nature won't apply. So how do you zoicha to that? So the obvious answer is that you have to push yourself beyond your nature. You have to push yourself beyond what you think you can do and start doing the things that you don't think you can do. Because if you're always just going to do the things you can do, so then you're subjugating yourself to nature. So what do you say? No. I'm going to go lamala for my teva. I'm going to go higher than what I think I can do. So by me going higher than what I think I can do, I now am bringing myself to a higher darga. And now that I push myself beyond my teva, I show that the teva doesn't control me. Now Hashem says, oh, the teva doesn't control you. So now I'm not going to let the teva control you either. And I'm going to take you a mila. What's the remez to this? Is Chazal say, it says by Yosef HaTzadik, it says, well, why did Klai Yisrael zoicha to Kriyas Yamsuf? Because it says, Hayam ra'a vayanois. So where did that, what is that connected to? Zakta Gemara, it's connected in the schus of Yosef HaTzadik, because it says, by Yosef HaTzadik, vayanos, vayetze achutza. He ran out. So the schus of Yosef HaTzadik is what gives Klai Yisrael the schus to get out of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Exactly this. Yosef HaTzadik raised himself above his nature. He raised himself above the Teva. He made himself, his Teva was greater. His Teva was Lamala Min HaTeva. He was able to control himself and do something which is above nature, above what most people can do. And by doing that, Hashem says, oh, Yosef HaTzadik, you were Vayanas Yetzer Chutz, you ran out. You weren't nechshal on nachet. You pushed yourself l'malam in a teva. I'm going to do a nes l'malam in a teva for Klal Yisrael. The yam won't get in the way. The yam is not going to bother you. And therefore, that was the midah k'neged midah, and that was the culmination of the Yetzias Mitzrayim process when they were able to see that now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you started the process by saying Vayera Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You're going to see Yud Kei Vav Kei. You're going to see me that l'malam in a teva. But the culmination is when does that come? When you push yourself l'malam in ateva, then you zoichet l'malam in ateva. So all that comes together at Yamsuf when Klai Yisrael is able to go ahead and push themselves to that higher level, then they're zoichet to that new anhaga of l'malam in ateva as well. So that's the that's one of the major concepts of Pesach, is to realize that, you know, we have a different way how Hashem takes care of us. We have a different rules of nature. And the more we can push ourselves to do them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat us in that way as well. So we should keep this in mind. I think it's an important lesson, important nekuda. It comes up through the Agada many times. And Mr. Hashem will be zoicha to that hanhaga as well soon. Okay. And Mr. Hashem, this is the last year before Pesach. We will continue after Pesach. And Mr. Hashem, like I said, I've been saying the whole time, but just Kamed El Dishurim have been sponsored as a for Shlema for Aya Yosef Ben Dvar Hinda. And Mr. Hashem, Shmizchus for him and Shmizchus for all of us. Have a Chag Kashrus Sameach. And a good yontif, everybody.
Chag Sameach, Rabbi. Thanks for everything. Chag Sameach. Enjoy your freedom.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Kol tov. Have a good night, everyone.